மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவாரதாரி ஜய் ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவாரதாரி யஷோதா நந்தன வ்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி யஷோதா நந்தன வ்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவாரதாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவாரதாரி ஜாய் ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவாரதாரி யஷோதா நந்தன வ்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே
ஸ்ரீஹரிநாம சங்கீர்த்தன் கி ஜா ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கி ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் கி. Nitaigo, Premanande, Hare Hare Bol. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories.
All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
Hare Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Acharya Ratna Prabhu with us. Prabhu was introduced to Krishna consciousness in 1998 while studying in College of Engineering, Pune. He joined Pune Camp Temple in 2002 and oversaw youth preaching in COEP, SIT and later in IIT Kharagpur. Also served as chairman of Voice Preaching till 2008. He was vice president of ISKCON Kolkata from 2008 to 2018, presently serving as chairman of New Town Temple near airport in Kolkata, East India Division Council, EIDC, secretary for many years, ISKCON India Advisory Committee, IIAC member. Under Prabhu's guidance, Jaldoot Festival was observed, organized to celebrate the 50th anniversary of ISKCON in Kolkata, where two Guinness Book of World Records were created. He has been there for more than 40 devotees have joined from IIT Kharagpur in ISKCON Kolkata. So that is the temple with maximum IITians under the inspiration of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu and His Grace Acharyatna Prabhu. So let us welcome Prabhu by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Everywhere I go, people say Acharyatna is from ISKCON Pune. And in Pune they say he is from ISKCON Calcutta. So ISKCON Pune has a great brand value. So wherever I go, I get a lot of respect, recognition and appreciation because they see my roots from Pune. So I'm feeling very honored to be here in this wonderful Sangha. Actually, coming every day I remember Pune temple. When you see Jai Radha Madhav, Kunja Bihari. So I remember Kunja Bihari from Pune every day. So it's a great joy to be here. Here we see so many wonderful sincere devotees, sincere brahmacharis, grahasthas, and powerful morning program. And so many great souls keep on visiting this place, filled with so much of energy. Last week, when there was this Holy Name Week, my sister called me. She said that she went to temple and she chanted 64 rounds on that Haridas Thakur. I was just wondering, the atmosphere is so vibrant that anybody comes here gets sucked in that spiritual, atmosphere. So this is the power of actually Vaishnava culture or spiritual culture. That anybody, I was just wondering, she's so busy, she has a job, she has family, she has so many things to do. And how can she chant 64 rounds? And I was there in Calcutta and somehow got busy in so many things. I only chanted 2 rounds extra. So I was thinking, what is the power of wonderful Sangha and association? Because we get very much molded by, association we are in. So I am feeling very honored and happy to be in this association. So thank you very much. So here we are studying today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, entitled Puranjana Becomes Woman in the Next Life. Today we are studying text number 62.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय अहं भवान् चन चान्यस्त्वम् त्वम् एवं विचक्षवो ननौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि अहं भवान् चनस्त्वम्
त्वं एवाहं विचक्षुभो ननौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि अहं भवान् न चान्यस्त्वं त्वमेवहं विचक्ष्वभो ननौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि अहम् आय भवान् यू न नाट् च अल्सो अन्य डिफ्रेंट् त्वं यू त्वं यू एव सर्टनली अहम् एज आई एम विचक्ष्व जस्ट ऑब्जर्व भो माय डियर फ्रेंड न नॉट नाउ ऑफ अस पश्यन्ति डू ऑब्जर्व कवय लर्नेड स्कॉलर्स छिद्रम फॉल्टी डिफ्रेंशिएशन जातु एट एनी टाइम मनाक इन अ स्मॉल डिग्री अपि एवन ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. माय डियर फ्रेंड आई द सुपर सोल एंड यू द इंडिविजुअल सोल आर नॉट डिफरेंट इन क्वालिटी फॉर वी आर बोथ स्पिरिचुअल इन फैक्ट माय डियर फ्रेंड यू आर क्वालिटेटिवली नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी in your constitutional position. Just try to consider this subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars who are in knowledge do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Purport. Both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities are qualitatively one. There is no factual difference between the two. The Mayavadi philosophers are again and again defeated by the illusory energy because they think that there is no separation between super soul and the individual soul, or that there is no super soul. They are also misled in thinking that everything is the super soul. However, those who are kavaya, learned scholars, actually know the facts. They do not commit such mistakes. They know that God and the individual soul are one in quality, but that the individual soul falls under the clutches of Maya, whereas super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the controller of Maya. Maya is the creation of Supreme Lord, Maya Shrishta. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the controller of Maya. Although one in quality with the Supreme Lord, the individual soul is under the control of Maya. Mayavadi philosophers cannot distinguish between the controller and the controlled. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सगन रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमः. ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रश्नाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः. ए कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ब्रजभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये
నీలాచల నివాసాయ నిత్యాయ పరమాత్మనే బలభద్ర సుభద్రాభ్యాం జగన్నాథాయ తే నమ. వాంఛాకల్పద్రవ్యస్య కృపా సింధుమేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమ. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ హియర్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ మై ఓన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో హియర్ వీఆర్ స్టడింగ్ అ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెక్షన్, ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ పురంజన. వి సీ గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ టు హియర్ డైరెక్ట్ కృష్ణ కథ, వండర్ఫుల్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. బట్ హియర్ వీఆర్ సీయింగ్ వెరీ ఇంట్రింగింగ్ స్టోరీస్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ బై నారద ముని. సో ఐడియలీ వన్ షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ హియర్ డైరెక్ట్ కృష్ణ కథ, బట్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ వి సీ ఆడియన్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ రెడీ, సో ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ప్రీచర్ మే ప్రెజెంట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్ వే. లైక్ హియర్ వి సీ you really need to think very, you know, it's very interesting story and very complicated story also. So Prachini Barishad, he was so captivated by this hearing whole story and goes on so many details. But we see in the end what happens in the end after hearing this story. Prachini Barishad is so inspired to take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. He could understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness, then immediately he leaves his kingdom, immediately retires from being a king, goes to forest even before his sons come back to assume the kingship. So we can see the indirect preaching based on the effect, what is the result of it. Sometimes we say we should do direct preaching or indirect preaching. We can see phalena parichayat. Narada Muni is indirectly telling the stories, you know, but result is that he is becoming so serious and immediately committing to Krishna consciousness. He could understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness. I remember here only in Pune a few years back, Jayadwaj Swami Maharaj had come and he was giving youth class, and some youth in a prayer asked him a question, Maharaj, is youth right time to take to Krishna consciousness? Is it not too early? So Maharaj said, youth, it is too late. According to Bhagavatam, Kaumaram Acharet Pragyaha, one should take Krishna consciousness from 5 years. So when one understands the urgency, one feels, no, already I have wasted so much time. I should have, you know, serious even more before. I should take to it very sincerely. And the best way to live life is to understand, actually, or live with this understanding or conception that today is going to be my last day. Because we don't know, material world is kamala dala jala jeevan atal, anytime anything can happen. So best is live with that understanding, that is the one can be most effective way to live life. So we see in the story of Puranjana, Puranjana was a great king and very powerful king, but finally when he was attacked by Kalakanya and the Yavan king, whole very great elaborate description and purports are given by Prabhupada. Finally when the king had to leave the body, he was so concerned about his wife and her well-being, so he was thinking about wife and left the body. So as per Bhagavad Gita's philosophy, yam yam vapi smaran bhava, whatever one thinks at time of death, accordingly one takes the next body. So next life, that Puranjana becomes woman, and fortunately, because
Kurunjaya had done a lot of pious activities. He gets opportunity to take birth in a king's family. So Kurunjaya next life becomes a woman. She becomes daughter of King Vidarbha. So we see, it's not that, you know, at the end of life, everything is finished. No, there's life before birth and there's life after death also. And at time of death, based on our activities and our desires, we get the next body. It's not by chance. So unfortunately, foolish people just think, just live, beg, borrow, steal and enjoy. But that is not the actually way of living responsible life. One has to understand, everything counts. So like devotees are coming, taking darshan of Lord, chanting. It's very valuable. It assures us future wonderful life, human life, where we can continue practicing Krishna consciousness, even if we don't perfect our lives. So here we see that Puranjan becomes woman. She becomes daughter of King Vidarbha. And she was very fortunate that she got to marry Malayadhwaja. Malayadhwaja was a very powerful king and he was a great devotee as well. So Prabhupada gives purport that he compares Malayadhwaja with a powerful spiritual master or a pure devotee who is very expert in defeating all other spiritual conception and establish the conception of bhakti overall. And how such a pure devotee can even conquer Supreme Lord as well. So he conquers all other spiritual conceptions and then that's how he defeats everybody. And Dhwaja, he establishes his flag of victory. So Prabhupada says, pure devotee is always victorious. He can go all over the world and establish this flag of bhakti. And we can see Prabhupada did it. Prabhupada traveled everywhere in the world and established Krishna consciousness very boldly. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachara Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshtarane. Practically this world is covered over this Nirvisheshwad and Shunyavad. Prabhupada defeated that and established Krishna consciousness and Krishna consciousness temples everywhere. So this story says that how this Vaidarbhi, she was fortunate to get married to pure devotee Malayadhwaj. And she very faithfully serves husband. And then she gets one daughter, black tie daughter, and seven sons, which represent seven items of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtam, Vishnu Smarnam, Archanam, Vandam, Dasyam. And these two, out of nine, is Sakhyam and Atmanivedan. Prabhupada says, only when Raghavan or Bhakti one comes to stage, that time one gets. But in the beginning, by mercy of spiritual master, one can get opportunity to practice this seven items of devotional service. And later on we see how, because of her faithful service, husband is very pleased. Later on, this Malayadhwaja also retires from his family life, enters forest, and this Vaidarbhi faithfully follows Malayadhwaja. And even in forest, when he was doing great austerity, she faithfully serves him. And finally, how Malayadhwaja goes back home, back to Godhead. So this Vaidarbhi is serving Malayadhwaja, and all of a sudden she realizes that he is no more. And as soon as she understands that, she starts crying bitterly. She weeps, cries torrents of tears. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that disciples should also cry like that Vaidarbhi in absence of spiritual master. And Vaidarbhi, she had desire to just enter the fire. That time one old brahmana came and stopped her and introduced himself as old friend. So Prabhupada writes there in purport that disciple also should be willing to give his die with the spiritual master, or if he is living, he should execute the will of the spiritual master. If he is not ready to execute the will of spiritual master, it's better to die. And Prabhupada mentions how one should take the instructions of spiritual master very seriously. And there is a vapu association, one should definitely take care of that association. But when it is not, one should take shelter of Vanyasa session. And if one takes shelter of Vanyasa, is as good as meeting Supreme Personality Godhead. Here in this we see that this Puranjani or Vaidarbhi, she is able to meet this old Brahmana who is actually super soul. Super soul comes in disguise. Prabhupada mentioned because she was not so exalted that she could see Krishna in his form is coming that way. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that if a disciple very sincerely accepts the instructions of spiritual master and executes it, is as good as seeing super soul. There is no difference. And now we are seeing this old Brahmana is introducing himself to that Vaidarbhi and giving some instructions. So, and some of the instructions coming down line now. So, Super Soul is telling to that Vaidarbhi, sometimes you think yourself as a man, sometimes a chaste woman, and sometimes a neutral eunuch. This is all because of body, which is created by the illusory energy. This illusory energy is my potency. And actually both of you, both of us, you and I, are spiritual identities. Now just try to understand this. I am trying to explain our factual position. So Super Soul is explaining the Sambandha Gyan. And in today's verse, again continuing same thing. So everybody can repeat this translation after me. So this is Super Soul speaking to living entity. My dear friend, I the super soul, and you the individual soul, are not different in quality. For we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively non-different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider this subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. So, Lord is telling that you and me are one, qualitatively. So this is a very verse can be very much misunderstood. I remember just last month one person had come to temple, and when he came to temple he saw worship of Krishna and he was so pleased. And after the class I was sitting, and then he came, he said, I'm so happy to come to this temple. I said, what makes you happy? He said, you are worshipping Krishna. So I'm very happy. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subramanya ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitya ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So I thought he is a very wonderful devotee, you know. So he said, because you are worshipping Krishna, I am so happy. I said, oh really? You are very happy. And then I said, where do you stay? Then I was trying to invite him to come for classes. He said, classes is I don't attend. I only believe in the knowledge which is revealed from within. I don't believe in this, you know. Unless it is, I'm convinced from within, I don't accept, you know, anything. And then I was further talking, and then after talking I realized, he's saying, knowledge comes from within. And now I have realized myself that the one who is there within is I. And that is same Krishna. So I am happy that you are worshipping me, you know, worshipping Krishna. And I was trying to explain him with logic and argument, but he was not ready to understand. And he was very peaceful and very, like, you know, big yogi, sitting and, you know, very, you know, calmly, peacefully, you know. And I was trying to convince him logically. But then he said, I don't accept any scriptures and I don't accept any guru and all this thing. Only Lord within the heart, you know. So I got a little disturbed and angry when he was saying, Prabhu, be peaceful, you know. You are so convinced that he is Krishna. I know. I was thinking, it's so difficult. People get so much conception and they are so convinced. He was a software engineer. I was just wondering how he is functioning, you know. Yeah, you know. And then after a long talk, then finally I said, I have to go for other services. Thank you for coming. You can peacefully sit here. And I introduced him to chanting Hare Krishna. He said, I don't need chanting. I will, you know. Then I gave him some prasad. And then I gave one Prabhupada book. I thought maybe by taking prasad and reading sometime Prabhupada book, it may help. But sometimes this conception is so deep, and if one gets convinced, very difficult to, you know, change that conception. Mm-hmm. So Prabhupada, therefore we see, time again, as soon as, if from beginning, Prabhupada keeps on smashing this misconception. Because this misconception is very difficult. Easy to remove atheism, but this misconception, this is called as last snare of Maya. Especially when one practices other processes and advances further, then, you know, and if last stages they get this misunderstanding, there will, it's very difficult. It said that people practice different processes and then realize self and realize God. There are various processes, karma, jnana, yoga, especially ashtanga yoga. One practices so many, you know, yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, dhyan, pratyahara, and then dharana, dhyan, samadhi. So in samadhi stage, one can realize super soul in the heart. And if one thinks that I am that, then finished. So one may have all wonderful qualities, one may have so many things, one may have mind control, sense control, but in last moment one can have wrong misconception and then he can lose the greatest fortune of relishing the nectar of devotional service. Actually, there are knowledge are three types. One is knowledge about matter, distinguishing matter and spirit. Then there is knowledge about how Lord controls the material nature. Lord's dealing with the material energy. Like all three Purushas interaction with this material energy. And then third is knowledge about how Supreme Lord deals with living entities. By our own speculations, one can come to point of distinguishing between matter and spirit. Sankhya Yoga and all this thing. By our own efforts also one can at least understand there is difference between matter and spirit, consciousness. And by our own effort also, even one may get some glimpse of, you know, how living Supreme Lord interacts with matter. But to understand the Lord and especially his interaction with living entities, nobody can understand that. Only by mercy of a pure devotee one can understand that. So therefore, this knowledge of bhakti, where one is find initially only fundamentally one understands Lord is different, I am different, and we are servant of Lord. No? This knowledge is extremely confidential, and one cannot understand this knowledge, no matter who he is. Only by mercy of Vaishnava, only by mercy of devotees, by mercy of spiritual master, can one understand. So here we see Vaidarbhi was very fortunate that she got association of a great devotee, Malai Dwaj. Similarly, we are also very fortunate that we have got association of Srila Prabhupada, where he makes this clarifies this misconceptions right from the beginning. And he has created the Vaishnava society, where nobody can continue with this misconception for long. One may come with this misconception, but you know, cannot continue. So here we see how practicing different paths other than bhakti is very dangerous. Though it may be attractive also, maybe auspicious also to some extent, but from estimation of ultimate goal of life, which is bhakti, which is to develop love for Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Only actually Vaishnava Sangha is very important. So we see nowadays people talk so much of yoga, but many times people talk only about asana and pranayama. That also they talk about it for the purpose which is against the purpose of yoga. They talk about asana and pranayama for sense gratification. Purpose of yoga is to give sense gratification and realize self, because sense gratification, self realization go ill together. So one wants to do asana, pranayama, but their goal is not to realize super soul or you know realize God or even to realize themselves. They are convinced they are bodies only, you know. But actually if anyone who wants to practice even genuine pan or this even ashtanga, first is yam, then yam, then asana, then pranayama, then you know, so much rigorous effort, then one can you know come to that you know super soul realize. But bhakti is so wonderful that one practices bhakti, automatically one does all these things. All these things are included, yam, niyam, asana, pranayama. Like you know, we see in ashtanga yam, there are five yams. First yam is ahimsa. One should not be violent. So we see as soon as one becomes devotee, he gives up meat eating, he practices life of sensitivity, very sensitive to others, giving up envy, giving up hatred to others. And especially devotee is most non-violent. Prabhupada says greatest violence is to not preach. When one is preaching, he is actually most merciful, most non-violent. So we see second yam is asteya, not stealing. So especially Supreme Lord has given us the greatest blessing of human form of life, is most valuable, and sense gratification steals away that good fortune and great potential we have to realize self, realize God, practice bhakti, go back and back to God. So and especially when one engages in intoxication, his whole life is ruined. So when we see when one becomes devotee, naturally he practices asteya. He doesn't get into intoxication, and no, he uses his valuable human form of life properly. Third principle of third yam is satya, always speaking truth. And we see and not getting involved in sin, cheating businesses like gambling and all these things. Fourth principle is brahmacharya, celibacy. Celibacy is a byproduct of brahmacharya. Brahmacharya focusing on so we see in Krishna consciousness devotees follow no illicit sex. So all these four principles are actually no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit, no intercourse, which anyway devotees practice. And fifth principle is not holding or accumulating more than necessary. Apratigraha. Living simple life. Whether brahmachari, whether grihastha. We see in Krishna consciousness, those are practicing bhakti. They naturally follow this all yams. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intercourse, and living simple life, focus on real goal of life, serving Krishna. And then there are five niyams. The first niyam is saucha, cleanness. We see devotees are very clean, externally, internally, taking bath. Like before coming to Krishna's consciousness, when I was staying in hostel, I see people used to hardly take bath, once a week, once a month. But Krishna and devotees, you know, take bath one time, two time, three time. Especially in youth center, I used to see, when used to rent a flat apartment, neighbors and the whole society will have a lot of hue and cry. Because these devotees use so much water, all the time they are taking bath. So, such a cleanness. Then, second is this tapa, austerity. Human formal life is meant for austerity. As Rishabhdev says, tapo divyam putrakayena sat shuddhayati asmat brahma saukhyam tu anantam. Tapasya is actually voluntarily taking some inconvenience for spiritual purpose. In that there is brahma saukhyam, great happiness. There is no happiness in sense gratification. We try to do sense gratification, more we try to enjoy, more we suffer. But more we restrain from sense gratification, we voluntarily do tapasya, brahma saukhyam tu anantam. So intelligent people do tapasya. Especially in bhakti, whatever is favorable we accept, and whatever is unfavorable, though we may like, we reject it. So this is tapasya. Then third niyam is santushta. One should be satisfied. In Krishna consciousness, And so sometimes there are good times, sometimes there are bad times. Life is filled with so many ups and downs. But devotee sees everything as Krishna's mercy. And no, he continues on. We see Prabhupada tells the story of a king and minister. Minister who lost the finger. He said, this is Krishna's mercy. And king lost the finger and minister said, it's Krishna's mercy. King becomes so upset. What are you saying, it's Krishna's mercy? He put him in jail. And then we see that whole long story. When he goes in forest, he is caught by, you know, some tribals who are doing some sacrifice. And when he was put on the sacrificial that bed, the chief priest saw that his finger is missing. So immediately he said, oh, he is not fit for sacrifice. So his life was spared. So king realized, oh really, what that minister said is true. It was Krishna's mercy. I was saved. My finger was cut, but I was saved. So we see, devotees see everything in their life as Krishna's mercy. Sometimes good times come, sometimes bad time comes. They are santushta, knowing that whatever Krishna arranged is best. And the fifth principle is Ishwar Pranidhan. Ishwar Pranidhan means surrendering to Supreme Lord. So ultimate purpose of yoga is actually to surrender to God. Imagine we and God are same person. Where is the question of surrender? So Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhakti. So there is Lord, there is living entity. And when Supreme Lord is qualitatively one but quantitatively different. We are like a drop of ocean and Lord is like an ocean. We are a part and Supreme Lord is the whole. And duty of part is to serve the whole. And in serving the whole, we can be satisfied. We can be happy. Real fulfillment of life comes when we are connected to Lord with love. That is yoga. So here we see that Super Soul is telling to the living entity that you and me are equal. We are same qualitatively. So you are not matter. So don't try to enjoy matter. Give up enjoyment in the material world. Be self-situated. You are spirit soul. So those who are experts, those who are actually advanced, they understand this. Whereas foolish people, they get confused. Prabhupada writes in purport, I will again this, read and conclude it. So there is no factual difference between two. The Mayavadi philosophers are again defeated by illusory energy because they think that there is no separation between super soul and individual soul, or that there is no super soul. Some people said they don't believe in soul and super soul also, especially Buddhist. They think we are this body only. This body is everything, all in all. And when body is finished, everything is finished. So, or Shankarite, they think soul and super soul are one. But real philosophy is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy. We understand soul is there, super soul is there, matter is there. To understand matter, soul and super soul, or Krishna completely, is actually being perfect knowledge. Just to understand matter is incomplete. Just to understand matter and know, thinking that soul and super soul are same, that is also incomplete. But to understand everything properly, to understand matter, understand spirit soul, and understand control of both matter and spirit soul, that is supreme soul. That is actually the perfect perfection. We see Prabhupada tells, I was just hearing one lecture of Prabhupada last month. So Prabhupada was telling lecture, this is where Yudhishthira Maharaj is lamenting after battlefield of Kurukshetra. So now one can take that verse and explain so many ways, but Prabhupada is so expert, always will bring to the basics. So he says, just see, this body is meant for other service only. We see this body, you know, whole life, when in the beginning one says this body belongs to mother, father, and engage service of or father, mother, or later on one may take a job, one may think of this body is maintained by master, so one engages in service of master, so the body belongs to master. And after death, maybe vultures may eat, or fire may eat, so body may belong to vultures, fire, whatever. So Prabhupada says, just see, body doesn't belong to us. So body belongs to somebody else and it is using somebody else's service. But he said, according to Bhagavad Gita, all the ingredients of body belong to Krishna. Therefore, body belongs to Krishna. 7.4 Krishna says. And next verse, 7.5 Krishna says, even living entity belongs to Krishna. So not only body belongs to Krishna, but living entity also belongs to Krishna. Therefore, both body and living entity should be engaged in Krishna's service. And when one comes to that point, actually that is perfection of knowledge and perfection of yoga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have a few minutes. If anybody has any comments, questions, we can take. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for sharing very wonderful wisdom. My question is about the sense of urgency which was created by Narada Muni in Prachini Barishat. So how do we, you know, have cultivate that? Because we have been like 1 year, 2 year, but that sense of urgency which Parikshit Maharaj, which she's created. So how do we create that sense of urgency which we sense, which we hear in Prabhupada's voice in lectures and in very great souls' lectures it comes out. So how do we cultivate that sense of urgency?
Hare Krishna. I personally don't have sense of urgency, but still I will just answer it. Based on whenever sometimes we get urgency based on that experience, no? We see sometimes we hear very powerful lecture, we get really fired up. We feel urgency, no? So it very much depends on association and it very much depends on inputs which we take through years. So if you are taking spiritual input, then we'll feel the sense of urgency. But especially if you are absorbing bodily concepts of life, which naturally happens when one absorbs in sense gratification, then difficult to develop that sense of urgency. But when one is absorbed in spiritual sound vibration, then one can feel urgency. Especially as you said, when you hear from Prabhupada, when you hear from spiritual master, when you hear from advanced devotees, immediately, you know, sense of urgency comes. But if you hear from our mind, we feel our life is wonderful. We can just enjoy here, you know. So, no sense of urgency. Okay. Aaj karo se kal, kal karo se kabhi nahi. No. Bhakti to eternal, we are eternal. Eternal. We'll practice. So much time is there. If not this life, next life. What's the... So, if we hear our mind, that is what happens. So, we should be very conscious of not hearing our mind and hearing acharyas, hearing wonderful devotees. Therefore, we have everyday Bhagavatam class. Therefore, before we do anything in life, every day, if we can hear the sound well, then we'll have some sense of urgency and we can really utilize our day effectively. Okay? So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, निताय गौ प्रेमानंदे।